No one will ever again dictate my worth because I work so hard, but I want to, you know, why not do it for myself rather than making everybody else rich? And I said, you know what? I'm going to figure this out.
Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. You're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It is great to have you with me today. You may have noticed that I've been gone for a couple of months on Ye Olde Podcast, and I just needed a little bit of break, a little bit of a pause. Been trying to process things going on in life. You ever had one of those moments before where things come your way and it kind of throws you for a loop and you gotta take a little pause and begin to process some of those things? That's been me the last several months. I've been diving deep into my own heart and soul and trying to figure out what my own passions and purpose and superpowers are and trying to figure out how that interplays, intersects, interweaves all the enters with Inspiration Rising and all that I do as a coach for entrepreneurs. So I've just decided to take a little break for the podcast, but today I've got a special guest for you on my first episode back, and her name is Kristen Lee, aka Super K. And if you've not met her before or seen her online, she is a fireball of energy. She is an incredible person, and I met her, earlier this year, and ended up meeting her in person in Jamaica, which you may have heard me talk about my Jamaica experience here on the podcast a number of episodes back. And she's one of the individuals that really impacted my life on that trip. And we became great friends and have become great friends over the last several months to the point that we're now working together on some projects. And I'm going to be honest, I have not worked on a project with someone in a long time. I have been more of a solo entrepreneur with people that I hire to be on my team. But to actually partner with someone on something, I just never had the desire after maybe some tough experiences, you know, years ago. But there was something that just felt like it just flowed with Kristen. And we had both such a similar desire to make a positive impact in the world and do it through video and marketing and training, and our gifts really align quite well. And so you're going to hear a little bit about that story on the podcast, but if you've been following me on social media, you might have seen some of our funny videos under the name Super Destiny. She has gone by the name Super K for quite a while, and kind of has a whole incredible persona that's connected to that. She dubbed me Destiny Dave as we were talking about this idea of creating these silly videos. And, you know, I have been trying to bring out more of my personality online. And Jesse Harris Boughton, another friend, had encouraged me to do that, to really unleash more of who I am. And part of that is being silly and fun and playful. And so these videos have been a way to do that. And Kristen and I have had a lot of fun doing those. And you can check those out all over the social media connections. There'll be links in the show notes, of course, but it's Super Destiny TV, all one word, Super Destiny TV. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, all the places. And I think you'll love it. Well, Kristen is a successful entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, and she really is a Facebook marketing genius. I put that on her image because that's what she is. She has created a whole mechanism, a whole way through Chrome extensions to help marketers and entrepreneurs expand your reach through what she calls the FB Formula Suite. You actually can check that out at fbformula.com. FreeFBFormula.com. The link is in the show notes. Go to the FB Formula Suite and then click on that link in the show notes. But she has a whole group of Chrome extensions that really will help you save time and connect with people organically if you're a marketer or entrepreneur or business owner. And she teaches entrepreneurs and marketers how to get leads organically without paying for ads. And she's just a genius at it. So anyway, we are going to share a little bit about how we connected and a project that we are working on together that I really think you will love. So I'll talk all about that in the episode. And feel free to reach out to me, david@insporising.com, if this resonates with you or if I can help you in any way. So let's jump into this conversation with none other than Kristen Lee, a.k.a. Super K. Kristen, it is great to have you with me today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Kristen, I've got all kinds of questions for you that are going to push your buttons and make you squirm. I mean, I've got all kinds of things to ask you today. So my first question is, how did you get into being an entrepreneur and a business owner?
Oh, most uncomfortable question you could have started off with, right? I started off as an entrepreneur when I realized that my work ethic was extraordinary and people loved taking from me when I was running their business. And then I was let go out of nowhere after a gentleman handshake that we were going to be partners, and was let go and said, oh, thanks for all your trade secrets, but we hired someone to take that position for a lot less. Thank you for everything. Have a good day. And that moment I said, no one will ever again dictate my worth because I work so hard, but I want to, you know, why not do it for myself rather than making everybody else rich? And I said, you know what? I'm going to figure this out. So I said, today is the day I start eating ramen noodles and let's get busy.
And what did you start with? What was the first business that you started?
Web design. So I just graduated, college with a web graphic design degree, and I was doing programming and coding for that company. I said, you know what? One way I know I can probably make some money real quick is start doing websites for people I see that need them. And that's where it started. And of course, it was a lot of ramen noodles because it's really hard to get your name out there when you're just starting. But that was my first journey in entrepreneurship.
That's the same with me. Yeah, same with, you know, websites and marketing and all that good stuff. And you've been having your own business for how many years?
Well, if you want to call a painted rock selling business, then I started at 5 years old, but it's probably about 18 years that I have run my own business and been self-sufficient in being an entrepreneur for myself.
Okay. So we met through an organization called YEP, Young Entrepreneur Project, which I don't know why they name it that because all the people in there are old. Like, but
we're not young.
Yeah. Yeah. So we met through that organization online. We kind of connected it through our quote unquote team. And one of the things that obviously initially caught my eye was you have this crazy hair. And I mean, it is pink. If you're just listening on the podcast, you've got to see a picture of Kristen who goes by the name Super K. And when I heard somebody say Super K, I thought, what is this? What is this woman's problem? Is she like a superhero? Is she trying to be, is this cosplay? I don't get this. What is up with this persona as Super K? Tell me about this.
Yeah. So it's funny because I never thought of myself as Super K. I didn't give the name to myself. It was more of in my entrepreneurial journey, I helped coach people on marketing through organic strategies of Facebook. And people in my community were saying, Kristen, I don't know how you do this. You're like Superwoman. You've got two young kids. You've got, you know, a husband. You've got a household to take care of. And you're still training us and giving us 100%. You're like Superwoman. And one woman said, no, she's Super K. So they started calling me Super K. Every time we'd get live and start training, they'd go, hey, it's Super K. And it started becoming my motto, hey, it's Super K. And it stuck. And it got to a point when I'd just say Kristen Lee, and they'd be like, oh, wait, no, you're that Super K girl. And so it just came about where it's Super K, it stuck.
But what about the hair? Like, is this your real hair? It looks like your real hair. Is this real?
Yes. Well, you know, a lot of people actually thought I had dyed my hair and changed the look until one day recently I came out and alive and I ripped the wig off and people were like, what? I was fooled because it looks real. But it came about when I was looking at branding myself, you know, because I started off, well, the whole story of how the wigs came about was really silly. I was supposed to go live. My mom came over to visit and I had a huge zit on my face. And I said, Mom, do you have any home remedies of how to get rid of this thing? I have to go live and it's distracting me. And she goes, oh, Kristen, I don't know if I can help you. She goes, but I do have a bag of stuff that I had in my closet left over from your bachelor party years ago. here's some wigs. Oh, wait, let's try one. She plopped a purple one on my head and goes, that will distract them from the zit. They'll be too focused on your crazy wig. So I actually went live that day with that purple wig on, and I got more views on my Facebook Live because it stopped people going, what the heck is she doing with this crazy wig? And it got to a point where I was doing a different color every live. And to be honest, I was supposed to speak at a conference and I was using wigs that were from Wish. And if you don't know what Wish is, it's just a cheap, you know, website. They were $5. So I could not wear these colored wigs to that conference and speak because it was so thin. You could see my hair in the, it was just a costume wig. And so I said, I need to get a real human hair wig so I look presentable. And so as I was going through looking, I'm like, what color do I want? And I looked into, you know, the color chart, because every color has different feelings and meanings. And the pink, purple, and blue just resonated with me so much and everything that it means that I found a designer. I said, you know what? I'm going to have a wig made for me. So I had it done in my brand colors that speak to me. So it's genuine to me. And that's how Super K's crazy hair came about.
So it is crazy.
All because of a zit, right?
It is crazy. Yeah, it is absolutely crazy. And I will tell you, it kind of, it intimidated me. I was like, what? I was confused and intimidated and all, you know, all together. So several months ago, we both went to Jamaica with the whole group for this Yep, you know, experience convention, whatever they called it. And I saw you, like, you're checking in and you had, we had masks on, of course, and I didn't even recognize you because you didn't have the wig on.
Mm-hmm. I remember this moment. I was walking up the stairs and I see this tall, tall guy. And I'm like, that's gotta be Dave. Cause I don't know anybody that's as tall as him. That, like, at first I didn't realize how tall you were. I knew the number, but when I saw you, I was like, Dave, because the masks, I couldn't see if it was you or not. And I took a chance at screaming Dave, and you turned around and you're like, hey. And I was like, oh, good. He recognized me. So it's not like I'm some crazy woman just running up to him.
So we ended up just talking over the course of this week. And one of the things that I think we both were, I was surprised by to hear was that you were kind of feeling a little bit down about your business. And you're super peppy, obviously very excited about life, about business, all the things, but you're, you know, kind of feeling like, I don't know. It's just, I feel like I'm not in the flow. I feel like I've kind of lost my path. And I was feeling the same way. And I remember being, and I told you, this is the great thing about meeting people that you know online, is I felt like you were unapproachable. Mm-hmm. Like you, not unapproachable. No. What was the word I used?
Inaccessible.
Inaccessible. Yes. Yeah. Inaccessible. I was like, this gal is like, she is very successful. She's got her, you know, thing, all life going on. And, but you were very accessible. And we just started talking about all these, you know, challenging things about business and kind of just that feeling. Mm-hmm. I was just surprised. I was just surprised by the whole interaction. And, I don't know. What were you thinking in those moments as we were processing, you know, kind of like what we were struggling with in business?
Yeah. So when we were talking about things, it's kind of funny because I think I saw things on meeting you in person and seeing, you know, what I viewed you as versus what you view yourself as, where I was like, you're so funny, this and that, like, oh, humor. Oh my gosh, I love this. And it was like me processing, oh, Super K. At one point, I felt like Super K took over my identity because I'm exuberant, but I lost Kristen Lee, my passions. Like, I love business and help people in business, but I started losing my own personal. It's kind of like my alter ego took over me as a person, of my passions and purpose. And, you know, I am me as Super K, but I felt like everybody viewed me as that person that will be able to teach them how to organic market and this and that, where I lost where I found passions, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of processing through that, of just talking to you and you feeding back what you heard me saying, because it was being heard differently than I was saying it, because you were really listening to me, where I was just speaking, not really subconsciously listening to what I was saying, which was so powerful, because it helped me learn a lot more about myself in that process.
Mm-hmm. I think a couple of things that you're saying that I want to point out. One is, well, for me, at least, I have a certain perception of people online. And then maybe when you meet them in person, you know, things can shift. Like, you saw more of a humorous side when I was in person. And I felt like, oh man, she's very accessible, you know, an approachable mm-hmm. type individual. And it's so amazing how we create these thoughts about other people. And it also makes me aware of, well, how am I portraying myself online? Is it authentic? Is it a part of who I am? How do I have an open mind for other people that the way that I perceive them may not always be, it's not the totality of who they are, right? What we're presenting online is a bit flat, where when you meet somebody in three dimensional, you're getting a bit more of a full expression of who they are. Anyway, that's something that I want to keep in mind. But the second is, okay, so you're processing these feelings. I had offered to take you through a meditation. I don't even remember when we did that. I think it was there.
When we got back from Jamaica. We did it on Zoom.
Yeah. So walked you through a meditation, helping you think through what could possibly be something that would bring that joy or bring that passion, bring that sense of purpose back. And when we walked through that meditation, which I love doing with clients and friends, what did you experience in that? What was that like for you?
It was uncomfortable at first because I was like just digging in deeper to like thought processes a muscle I haven't used in a long time, because I'm normally thinking about helping others, not helping myself and digging in my head. And when I went through it, it was like I had an epiphany of like, wow, when did I lose myself by being a boss to myself, to push myself to a point where I can't be myself and have fun? You know, I'm showing myself as fun, but I don't let me really have the fun. You know, mm-hmm. I make things fun, but not for myself in the aspect. And it helped me realize, wow, my passions can still be part of my purpose for myself, to be my best version of myself, or even deliver it to others so they can maybe see it as a passion as well.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the things that you brought up, and I think you're okay with me saying this. If you're not, we'll edit it out. Is the fact that a drive to produce revenue, like finances, became a big focus for you. Whereas for me, the focus is like on performance or creating like the bigger and better. Like that kind of can be that thing that fills that hole of not enoughness for me.
I associated my worth, and it was internally. I associated my worth with my bank account, where, mm-hmm. okay, yes, I'm making money. That means that, and if I slowly stop making money, oh, I'm not worthy of teaching and training. It's not that. No, your value is valued in so many different ways from people. And it wasn't, I realized through the process of this whole thing, like, wow, if I'm feeling low about myself or my self-esteem is going down, it's because I'm seeing maybe my bank go down compared to where it was. And that's not the case. My worth is me and what I can deliver to people. It doesn't matter the money attached to it. I'm still worthy. I am enough.
Mm-hmm. The other element that seemed to come up for you in this meditation is this whole idea of creativity and how mm-hmm. do you kind of explore that? I know for me, when I think about creativity, I think about it in the context of how can I be creative in order to create something to offer or help people or sell or something. But you began to explore creativity from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ended up, you know, I've always loved painting. Like I said, my first entrepreneurial experience was painted rocks, selling those. And, you know, I was going to go to an art college, and I just love art, video production, photography, painting. And I lost touch with that until we had that talk. And I'm like, you know what? Painting brings me pleasure. It helps me, you know, and you're talking about meditating. Meditating is hard for me. I can't shut my brain down long enough to feel like I've gotten in that zone, that flow. And painting and being able to do that at the same time brought me relaxation and peace back into my life that I had been missing.
Mm-hmm. And before you actually jumped into it, though, you were kind of like, I don't have time for painting. Like, when am I going to do this? How do I do this? What do I... Right. And so mm-hmm. you ended up kind of rallying some people to do it with you. Tell me about that process.
So, yeah. When you said, you know, well, why don't you paint every day? And I'm like, because I've got work to do. Well, can you find some time? And I'm like, I'm just so busy. And it's like, you know what? If I can't find time for me, then what am I doing working for everybody? Like, it's got to be, you need self-development. And so you suggested, hey, why don't you paint? And I said, okay, well, I want to hold myself accountable. And the best way I know how is have other people there. So it's kind of like, I got to show up for not only myself, but them. And I like doing things in a community. I love being around people. And so, you know, I was like, hey, Dave, you want to join me? And you're like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And then I asked some more friends and we were able to do it live for a while and get to a point where we realized everybody's lost in their own way. But I was so surprised on how much I found through my paintings after doing it. And these are abstract. It's not like we're painting masterpieces of any kind. It's just throwing water on the paper and letting the paintbrush with paint on it flow into designs that we had no clue what the outcome was going to be. And it was so gratifying and satisfying after looking at them and going, wow, I see something deeper than just water and color on a paper. It's my emotions. And it helped me process a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. I know for me, when you first, you know, suggested that I join, I'm kind of like, painting. I tried it 20 years ago with acrylics and it just felt really stressful for me. And I even pulled some paintings out and showed you, like, here's what I've done before. And it was more about exact lines and exact words or letters that I painted. And that exactness definitely is part of my personality, but that creates stress. Whereas when I joined you guys for this watercolor, it was just a radically different experience, as you said, for the water to flow on the page and the pigment to. And with it being abstract, there's no right or wrong. There's nothing, it doesn't have to be exact. It doesn't have to be perfect in some way. And so I felt like this real freedom for me in the process. I just loved it. We loved it so much that we ended up talking about what would this look like to bring this concept to other entrepreneurs and help them experience what we were experiencing. Tell us a little bit more about what we're coming up with here.
Yeah. So, you know, brainstorming like, okay, well, this was fun in our group. What can we do to bring this to others? So, you know, a lot of people are scared to get into something they're unfamiliar with, and that's getting you outside your comfort zone, which I think all of us need to, like, I'm sure you were like, and how freeing it was. So we decided to create a live workshop where we can be as a community and everybody who's just wanting to experience this, you know, meditative painting, color flowing on the paper. And now we're going to be able to do it live and bring joy to everybody else as well to experience how powerful this can be for themselves as well. So we are going to be doing this and we are building it out. So that way it's a way to create a habit for yourself in focusing on what brings you the passion, the purpose to find your superpower.
Mm-hmm. So what we've called it is painting your way to your purpose, passion, and superpowers. And it's a 1-hour workshop. The first one that we're doing is on Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. We're doing it at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern time. It's 1 hour. It's absolutely free. You can go to paintingyourway.live, paintingyourway.live. And we'll put that link in the show notes, of course. But this is just the first one. We'll be doing more of them. So if this you listen to this podcast after that date, you can just go there and learn more about other things that we've got. And this is not the only thing that we're doing. We're having other ways that you'll be able to engage with this whole concept. We're kind of calling it color flow meditation because it's a way for you to meditate, as Kristen said, with your eyes open and allowing the colors to flow. The whole point of what we're doing is to help you and me, all of us, get back in the flow. So being an entrepreneur or a business owner can have so many challenges every day. And oftentimes, an entrepreneurial experience can feel very isolating and alone. And, you know, how do you process those emotions? How do you relieve that stress? We all have different ways, but we have found that this watercolor painting is a very creative way that can help you get back to this childlike wonder. And simultaneously, what's crazy about it is it opens up your mind to new possibilities in your business without necessarily thinking about your business. It's almost like this daydreaming while painting is kind of the experience. And so I'm very excited about it. And so that's this September 22nd, Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. And you're welcome to sign up at paintingyourway.live. Kristen, we have also, I feel like all of this that you and I are doing together just kind of fell in our laps because I made a silly video kind of just for you at the beach one day. I just made a crazy video about not it was all about the magic of the moment and not dropping the magic of the moment. And I created these two characters and I sent it to you. And when you watched this video, what went through your head?
First, it made my day because it was like, that's when we were talking about reading horoscopes and this and that. And I was like, oh, this and that. So you made a horoscope one of, you know, letting me remember, be in the moment. And that's when we started the whole color, you know, thing after that. But it came to a point where I was like, a light bulb went off in my head and was like, this is so powerful for me. What if we could do things to make it powerful for everybody else too, to see life in a new way, have fun, bring joy. And you brought humor to it, which I know I love starting my day with a laugh. And that made me laugh. And I was like, how can we do more of these? Can we do more? You got to do more. You got to do more. And so when I asked you to join the painting meditation, you're like, well, do you want to join me on this? You know, and it was, we encompassed it as helping people find their way, finding their purpose, passion, and superpower to ultimately live their super destiny. And it kind of works great because my name is Super K and your new name is now Destiny Dave.
Yeah. Thanks to you. Like all of a sudden I've got a name now.
Just be careful. You might end up with a wig too by the end of all this. So, but it's really fun because you know what? It's a way to enlighten people. And you know, it's taken avenues, you know, just random funny ones, but in a way to help bring life and joy back into business.
Yeah. So you can watch all these crazy videos on social media at Super Destiny TV. And Super Destiny, it's like a double meaning. It's a combination of Super K and Destiny Dave, but also that we are wanting you to experience your Super Destiny. Mm-hmm. So Super Destiny TV is on all TikTok, Instagram, all that. We'll put it in the show notes as well. So, but yeah, we're having super fun. I feel like super I have to put super, yeah, super in front of everything. Super fun with these super videos on today's super day. Yeah. And you can watch
with
them.
Super K and Destiny Dave.
Yeah. And they're silly, but also we're going to be putting some out that are talking about painting and how you can have fun with it and all that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Super K, what is the, let's see, I want to ask you a couple of crazy questions here at the end. Let me come up with one here real quick. What is your most embarrassing moment? That's a good one to just ask. What's your most embarrassing moment? The one that comes to your mind, like right now, the most embarrassing moment.
I guess it was when I was about, you know, 15, 16 at a water park and everybody, I was with a bunch of friends and they were like bullying me to go down Geronimo. I don't know if you have water parks near you and you can imagine what Geronimo is. It is the biggest fall down and you go so fast that it ends up giving you a mega wedgie. And I was just so nervous and I'm sweating because I don't like heights. I'm going down this. And I went down and it was embarrassing because I was wearing bathing suit and it was a string tie and it got caught. So as I get up thinking I'm picking my wedgie, the top falls and it was just humiliating. But in the end, you laugh and you say, I survived Geronimo. And that was the end of it. And that's probably the most embarrassing if I had to remember. It stuck in my head because it just, that's something that your friends will never let you live down.
And your friends were all gathered at the bottom, like waiting for you to come.
Some of them were still up top because I wasn't the first, but I wasn't the last. So half of them are up tops, half of them down below. And let me tell you, they made sure they told everyone that came down after me the story. And half of them saw because they're standing up there and go, oh no. Yeah. So that was embarrassing, but we made a good laugh out of it. Yeah.
Wow. And thankfully nobody had their phones at that time.
In that day it was a pager. So no one could send any photos. There was no evidence.
That's awesome. All right. Well, good stuff. Any final words of wisdom when it comes to getting back in the flow or overcoming challenges as a business owner?
You need to take a leap of faith and get out of your comfort zone. I realized because this was uncomfortable for me to start, even though I loved painting, it was something uncomfortable to do for myself. And doing something for yourself every day is so important to living out your super destiny. Because if you don't do a little something for yourself, because you're taking care of kids or husband, wife, or business, you start losing sight of your joy and passion. And when you start losing that, it starts infiltrating throughout your whole life. So take chances and do things for yourself. And one great way to start is come and join us live, because we want to invite so many to experience what we have and ultimately have fun in the process, which it's about having fun and just laughing, enjoying life.
Good, good. Hey, we've got all of Super K, aka Kristen Lee. All of her social media will be in the show notes. You can check that out, or you can check out our website, superdestiny.tv, or paintingyourway.live. There we go.
Awesome, awesome.
Kristen, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. Hope to see you all there.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.